Terry, the NFL Combine is underway. We talk about it every year, but again, you have to remind me what this is when all of the top prospects coming in kind of show off a little bit, or what happens?
Well, part of it is this strange spectacle of we're measuring how big your hands are.
Right.
You know, you want to have hands of at least nine inches plus if you're a quarterback or a running back because, you know, too small hands.
Mm-hmm.
How tall are you? Is Baker Mayfield really 6 foot or not? You know,
okay.
We really want our quarterbacks to be 6 foot two. So they weigh them there. Although, as one executive told me, he said the really nice thing, the good thing about the combine is that they get what they call legitimate medical reports. Everybody gets, in other words, you have the same medical team doing all the physicals.
Okay.
Because you can get them from the schools and suddenly, his knee's fine. No, it's not.
Uh-huh.
That kind of thing. So that's an important part of it. So that's one of the things. They do all that.
And the Browns are really going to be tuned into this, obviously.
Amanda, are you going to watch it on the NFL Network?
Absolutely not.
You know, they have the cone drills and the quarterbacks. I was like, he'll throw at the combine.
Right.
So it's a guy dropping back to pass with another guy in shorts, and he throws passes to him.
Yeah. I did see that. Reportedly, Baker Mayfield and Josh Rosen are going to be throwing at the combine. That's a big deal.
Yes, that is a big deal. And, you know, so they all sit there with their stopwatches or with all these things. They also have a thing they do now, the last number of years, they have you throw the ball, like, into a radar gun, like baseball.
Okay.
And there's a certain velocity number they want to hit and everything. Data all over the place. From the Browns' point of view.
Yeah.
What you'll be doing, first of all, you get medical data and real size on all your quarterbacks. Secondly, now this part I think is frankly almost a waste of time. Well, remember, they have the idiot drug test. Remember, that's what the NFL people call it.
That's right.
These guys have been told for months, you will be tested for drugs.
Uh-huh.
Don't smoke dope.
And at least one person fails it.
Every year, somebody fails it, more than a few.
Okay.
And so we'll see who that is. They also give the Wonderlic test.
Mm, right.
Which is?
But like basic...
kind of intelligence thing.
Yeah, an intelligence
memory
test.
That,
yeah.
You know,
right.
It's quick and just to see. But, you know, really it all does... It's almost like the idiot drug test. They're just looking for an extremely low score. They're not really saying, well, somebody got a 19 and the other one got a 26. You know,
okay.
They're looking for like a 5, you know, which meant either that person wasn't paying attention or something.
Okay.
So they'll do that. Then they have, this is where I think is almost a total waste of time. You get 10 to 15 minutes interviewing a variety of players.
Right.
And they go from team to team to team. They're pretty well scripted. I guess it just the only thing would be if the guy's just a total jerk, it might show up there. But really what this is, the NFL is hyping its draft, which is coming at the end of April.
That's really what the point is.
That's exactly what it is, beyond the medical stuff that I told you and, you know, a few nice information. But and then you'll have, like, John Dorsey will talk one day, the new general manager. Hugh Jackson will talk another. And all the coaches, Bill Belichick, will talk. So you can kind of go whatever. Then they make the top players available to be interviewed. And if you're covering a draft hardcore, now this does help you. You can go and interview with a whole bunch of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So say you're doing a series on quarterbacks. You could have interviews with Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, you know, Baker Mayfield, whoever else you want to get interviews with, and then you have them all set. So it's basically a media event. There's, you know, Radio Row there. You know, we always talk about what do we say? What is the Super Bowl for Browns fans?
It's the draft.
So this is the run-up to the Super Bowl for Browns fans.
Okay, right. They are tuned in to this.
They are tuned in.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing. So, I mean, you know, it's always interesting to see what Dorsey or Jackson may or may not say. It's another media event. It used to be kind of like 20 years ago. I mean, they've had this for a long time where it was kind of just hardcore football writers and executives, and you could actually get some stuff.
Uh-huh.
But now there'll be like something like 600 media people there. Are you going?
No. Where is it?
It's in Indianapolis.
Oh. Does it change every year, or is it always there?
No, it's been there forever.
It makes me wonder why other sports don't have something like this.
The NBA has tried it.
Oh.
They have one in Chicago now. But, you know, their draft just doesn't have the zing of the NFL draft.
Okay.
And baseball draft, you know that. You draft the guy, we'll see you 4 years later.
Yeah. And how many rounds
do
they have?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And but even if you're the first rounder,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You're going to the Arizona Summer League or you're going to go to Mahoning Valley and then, you know, you kind of work your way up. So that's what Mark Shapiro was Indians president for years, not president of the Blue Jays, said the NFL just is so great at selling hope.
Yeah.
He said you could decide whether it's real hope or false hope, but the draft is part of it. Because he goes, they draft their guys, and you've seen them on TV.
Yeah.
You know, you have.
Right.
And some of these guys are going to get in there and play right away and help you. Far more in the NFL than, say, in the NBA. He goes, you know, we sign a guy, and it's like, okay, we'll see you 4 years later in the big leagues.
Well, I remember Francisco Lindor, the hype as an 18-year-old, but
it took,
didn't see
years,
him for a while.
And he came up quickly compared to
exactly.
most.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't think they really have a baseball combine at all. But they have tried it with the NBA, and it has not really caught on much.
Huh.
It is in Chicago the last number of years. But if you want to go to the granddaddy of them all, this week in the Dome in Indianapolis, you should be on Radio Row with probably 100 others.
It's not open to the public, is it?
No, not really.
Okay.
And you get a lot of media people interviewing media people.
Okay. But you can watch it on TV.
You can watch the cone drills on TV and whatever else they do. So, wall-to-wall coverage.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.